Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Beit at the two dots bottom. We're now going to go through how do we know Bris Mila is Docha the Shabbos, and of course, according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that the Makshiri Bris Mila, all the things that you need to do a Bris, is going to be Docha the Shabbos. And today's Amud is basically going to be Darshaning the Torah. We're going to have different aspects, about six different shitas where this comes from, and it's all going to be based on Gezeirah Shavos and different ways of the Yud Gimel Mizos of Rabbi Yishmael to get to what the Torah is trying to tell us. Nila v'chol makshireya dochim v'shavos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what we had. That's what the Mishnah started with. We had a little side point the other day. Monalei l'Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer know this from? Ha'im ekulahu gama. If it's from all of the ones that we had before, we had a few different psukim that told us that the makshiri mitzvahs is dochim the Shabbos. For example, we had with the shtei lechem, we had with lulav, we had a few psukim, we had with shofar, we had a few psukim, we had different ways of darshaning. We tried bringing down mamatzinos in one, but we did have gezeirah shavos, which worked. A mamatzino is a weak type of limud. A pirka kol shehu defeats it. A gezeirah shavah, especially if it's mufne, on both sides, both words are completely extra. Those are the best types of limudim, unless you have a hekesh, or even better than that, a meforish pasuk. That would, of course, would be the best thing. These are all valid ways of darshaning the Torah, and it tells us what the ratzon of a kodesh baruch hu is. So maybe imakulahu gamar. Maybe you can learn a Mamatzino, just like we found with all the other cases of the Shtei Lechem, of the Omer, of the Shofar, of the Lulav, of the Sukkah, all these other things. No, you could say, just like we said above, that there was a Pirka Kol Shehu, meaning a Mamatzino is such a weak limud, if it works, it works, and that's the Ratzon of the Torah. But if there's any kind of Pirka, there's anything unique about what you're trying to learn from that's not found in the case of that we want to learn too, it's called a pirka. So let's just take an example, like we've had many of them over there. The shtei lechem, or the omer. We want to make a mamatzino, just like we find with an omer, the makshiri mitzvahs, it says before in the Torah, you could actually harvest the grain before you bring it up as an offering. That's the makshiri mitzvahs. Let's learn it out of mamatzino to Mila. Since there's something unique about it, it's legavoa. It's something with kodshim, it's unique, you can't learn it out. Va'od, and we'll give another example, and all the previous examples why the mamatzinos will not work to Mila. Malahanach, just like those, shechein im avar zmana batla, all the other cases, if the time passed, it's batla, it's over with, you can't do it. Once the time comes for the shtei lechem, it's over. Time for the lulav that day, it's over. All the cases, the shofar, it's a specific time, it's over. Masha Ankein with Mila, even though you don't get the zmano, but the etzem mitzvah of Mila, you can do it on the ninth day, the tenth day, until the day the person dies. He has a chiyuv to do Mila, the mitzvah's not going to be butler. Interesting. I wonder if that's midin or is it midin chumi?
That's so like chiyas amisim
Okay, no, I'm just wondering if it's midin towards lachumah like we're saying for an interesting zacha. Yeah, I'm just saying, where does it come? Okay, I'm sure this parak might we'll probably talk about this. The parak of Mila. Elayim the time of the Rebbe Eliezer. So what's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer? Yom Kippur v'yom hashmini yimul basar l'so. On the eighth day you shall, circumcise him. Afilu b'Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos. Let's just see Rashi real quick. Rashi is going to explain exactly how the limud is. Rashi from Amud Beis. If you want to make a mamatzino from one of the cases we had before, k'dam minan ikal mifrak. The Kol Hanak, there was a pirka on each one of them, why they are unique in their own way. According to each one, according to what they had on them. The other case is that maybe the unique factor of it is if the Zman passes, it will be Batla. That's why it could be Dokka the Shabbos, but Mila, it's not Batla. So the limud that Rebbe Elazar has is Biyom Hashmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos Umila Gufa. This is coming to tell you the Makshiri mitzvahs. Umila Gufa. Where do you know the Mila itself can be Docha the Shabbos, the Dechia Shabbos? Aminin Lakam, we're going to say Halacha. So Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. V'yacha Le Biyom L'Makshireya. Since we're going to see now that we're going to see in just a minute that there's a halakha l'moshe m'sinai that mila is docha the Shabbos. So this pasuk ubi yom hashmini, the yom is extra to let us know the makshire, all the extra parts like bringing the izmil and rishus rabim if you forgot it. Or back to the way we were learning before, the likto rachmana b'mila. So let's just write. The Torah should just write Bris Mila, and now we have something that the Makshire is Docha the Shabbos, and bring down all the other cases for Rebbe Eliezer that are Docha the Shabbos. V'leit to Hanak v'ligma minayim, bring all the other cases to learn from Mila. No, again, there's a pirka kol shehu. Mishum de'ika l'mifach. There's a question to make a mamatzino for Mila. Ma Mila shechein nikrasu olei b'shloshe esrei britot. Because Mila was made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us with 13 brises, meaning in parshas of Avram Avinu, in the parsha of Mila, it says the word bris 13 times over there to show the chashivas of bris Mila, that it's something that's very chashiv over here, maybe because it has 13 brises that were 13 covenants that were made between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael or Avram at the time. That's why it's Tokha the Shaz, it's so special, and you can't learn it out to any other cases. Rashi Yud Kimo Brisos Neman Li Avram Beparshas Mila. Okay. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanon olaya elu b'makshiri mila. The rabbanon only argue on Rebbe Eliezer on makshiri mila, meaning you can't do anything extra. You could do the etzem mitzvah of mila, but you can't, if you forgot the izma, you can't bring in a mishus or vavim, you can't do anything extra. According to Rebbe Eliezer, you could take it so far that if you don't even have an izma, you could make a fire, make coals, and forge the metal, and that would be you're allowed to do it for Mila. That's how far the Makshiri goes. Aval Mila Gufa Divrei Kol Docha Shabbos. Everybody knows Mila is Docha Shabbos. Minalon. Where do we know? Now this is specifically in Shitas Rabbanon. Now the Gemara is going to go through about six or seven places where the where you could find that Mila is Docha Shabbos in the Torah. Minalon. Where do we know that Mila is Docha Shabbos? Omer Ula Halacha. It's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That is the first one. It's not written. You don't learn it out from a pasuk. It's a tradition that we have that was given from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. This is pure Torah Shebal Peh, and that's how we know it. Vechinam Rebbe Yitzchak Halacha. It's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Oh, we're going to have a question on that. How can you say it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? Meisvei, we're going to have a question over here. Minayin lepikuach nefesh shedochet haShabbos. Where do we know that Pekuach Nefesh is going to be Dokha the Shabbos? If someone's dying, you could transgress any mitzvah in the Torah. We know that. It's a din. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But where's the source for that? That you could be over other mitzvah to save someone? Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah Omer. He learns from a Kal Vachomer. Ma Mila, Shiachad mi Varv Shel Adam Dokha the Shabbos. If Mila, one Aver of a person, and we're allowed to do things to be over Shabbos, if you're allowed to, Shabbos is docher. Kal v'chomer l'pekuach nefesh. How much more so for a whole person, the whole pekuach nefesh, should docher the Shabbos? So pekuach nefesh is docher the Shabbos, according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah, from a kal v'chomer. Oh, so here's the question. If you want to hold that the whole Indian of Mila being docher the Shabbos is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah, we're making a kal v'chomer based on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Kal v'chomer mehalacha miate. Do we do such a thing? If we have a special chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and Torah Shebal Peh, do we make kal v'chomers on halacha Moshe Sinai? No. We make kal v'chomers for something that's written in the Torah, not from something that's halacha Moshe Sinai. Miate? Is it such a thing that comes? Do we do something like that? We'll bring a riot that we see that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azari himself holds that you can't make a kal v'chomer from Mila. Vahatanya, a brisa dealing with the Nazir. Amalo Rebbe Elazar. See the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. There are some that bring down the gears. It's Rebbe Eliezer himself, the one that we're dealing with, the Baal Dover. Akiva spoke to Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva made a drush, a Kal Vachomer, and we find that the Kal Vachomer was based on Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So they said to him, Akiva, Stama, it was Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer was Rebbe Akiva's Rebbe. Okay, so that's why he was able to call him Akiva. Etzem Kisa'ara Mitame Halacha. The etzem, a bone that is the size of a barley, okay, it is mitame. It's coming to mitame a nazir. That's halacha. We'll see everything Rashi is going to explain in a minute. Uvias dam, the fact that Uvias dam is you, Rabbi Akiva, brought down a shita that a small measurement of dam is also going to be mitame and nazir. You learned it from a Kal Vachomer. Wait a second, Akiva. If the etzem kisar is mitame is a halacha, and the Revi'is Dam is a Kal Vachomer, the Ein Danin Kal Vachomer Mehalacha. Nakuda, period. You don't make a Kal Vachomer from Halacha. So just over there in the Mishnah, we see clearly that you don't make a Kal Vachomer from Halacha. So over here, the whole din of Pekuach Nefesh, if we're learning Pekuach Nefesh from Mila, it can't be that Mila is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. That's called basically a Dachia. They were Docher that time in the... Very good. I saw people bringing that down. The whole Kal Vachomer needs a beer. They're mispronounced in different ways. Excellent. Rashi, Akiva, etzim kisa'ora halacha. An etzim kisa'ora is a halacha. Shai Rebbe Akiva tan Kal Vachomer. He makes a Kal Vachomer mesekta nida in Nazir. Minayim l'Revi'is Dam ha-meis shan nazir migaleach al ohala. If the Revi'is Dam in an ohel, and a nazir walks in, a nazir can't have any contact with a mace, or anything to do with a mace. There's a Revi'is Dam of a mace in an ohel, he wants to make a Kal Vachomer that he's going to be tummy, and he has to now be migaleach and bring up his korban. What's the Kal Vachomer? Ma etzim kisor she'enu mitami ba'ohel. Normally, it's a piece of meat that's so small, like a barley, is not going to be metami ba'ohel. But with nazir, it's megaleach al migo or misal. If he touches it or lifts it or something like that, he's going to have a din of tumah. It's going to break down his days of nazir, and he's going to have to do a new nazirus, first bring up the korban and shave. Revi'is dam shemetami ba'ohel, a revi'is dam which is metami ba'ohel, diksi vi'al kol nefesh meat lo yavo. Since it's more chomer than the etzem, and we find that the etzem can be metami and nazir halakha l'moshe mesinai kol shekhein kal v'chomer that the revi'is dam is v'yomer le Rebbe Elazar Akiva etzem kisora halakha l'moshe mesinai she nazir migaleach aleh. It's only halakha l'moshe mesinai. It's not a mafurish din in the Torah. Revi'is dam atabali l'mod mimenu mikal v'chomer ain't done in kal v'chomer malacha. We don't bring it. Why? The lo nit in the Torah shibal peh lidrosh b'yud kimo midos. Very big important klal over here. Torah b'shibal peh, we don't darshan the yud kimo midos. We have the yud kimo midos of Rabbi Yishmael that we have, and we darshan from it, and it makes it ki'ilu like it's written in the Torah. But something that's alak l'moshe mesinai, Torah shibal peh, we don't apply the yud kimo midos. We don't make a kal v'chomer from it. Therefore, Elo Ami Rebbe Eliezer, a different, second way that we can darshan, that we know that Bris Mila is Doch of the Shabbos. Atia Ot Ot, we'll make a Gezer Shava. Gezer Shava is fine. Let's darshan Ot Ot. Right, Gezer Shava, stomach's open, Ot Ot Rashi. Atia Ot Ot B'Shabbos Kesiv, Ki Ot He, it's an Ot. Uba Mila Kesiv, Ahaya La Ot Bris. Mala halan b'Shabbos, afkan b'Shabbos. Once it's written, oath is talking about Shabbos. The oath of Pris is also talking about Shabbos, that you can make the oath of Shabbos, of Pris Mila on Shabbos. So the second way we can understand that Pris is talking to Shabbos is the Gezer Shava oath, oath. Elamiata, we're going to have a pirka on it. Tefillin. Not putting on tefillin. It's making all the aspects of making tefillin, the boxes. These are things that are nisa Shabbos. No issa Shabbos. There's no melacha of putting on tefillin. Stavash Polen Zerabovia. It's just an Indian of the makshiri mitzvahs of tefillin. Is Mechal Shabbos. according to your reasoning that you make Gzeir Shava Oat, just like Oat is written Lagabi Shabbos, or anywhere else it's written Oat, it's going to be darker than Shabbos like Mila. What about Tefillin? Tiksi Behem Oat. It also says Oat by Tefillin. Lidche Shabbos, it's going to be darker Shabbos, and you can start making, can have a Tefillin Macha, making his Tefillin on Shabbos? No, doesn't make sense what you're saying. We know from other places that it's not true. Ella, if you want to bring where Mila is Docha the Shabbos, Atia Bris. I'll bring you Gezer Shava from Bris. It says Bris with Shabbos, and it says Bris with a Bris Mila. Oh, just like with Bris, it's written with Shabbos. Therefore, anywhere it says Bris, it should be Docha the Shabbos. We're going to have a Pirk on it, a Guttle, someone who's past the age of 8 days old, or over 13, or anything, a Guttle who has to Bris on himself. He's now going to do Bris on himself. Tiksibe Bris. It says Bris, Litchi Shabbos. You're going to say now that every single person that has to do Bris, even if it's not Bismano, is going to be Tokel the Shabbos? Eli, you're right. Let's try and find another Gezer Shava. Atia Doros Doros. It says Doros with Shabbos. And therefore it says it's talking about Shabbos. When it says Doros with Bris Mila, it means that it can be done on Shabbos. And therefore you can be Tokel the Shabbos. Again, we're going to have a Pirka. Tzitzit. Tiksi Pei Doros. It also says Doros. So, Lidche Shabbos, again, not wearing it. We're talking about the etzem making of the tzitzit should be docha. Even though this is Shita's Rabbanon over here. But since it's an extra pasuk, we already know that there's no issur of wearing tzitzit on Shabbos. If you have a gezer shava, it must be talking about the next step. This is the way we darshan in the Torah. That davish yatsim in the klali, that you could just add new dinim on it if it's not teaching you something new over here. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that that's what it's talking about. Where's the makor for Mila? Alomei Rev Nachman Bar Yitzchak Danim Oat Bris V'Doros. Wherever a pasuk says both, a mitzvah says both Oat, Brit, and Dorot, that will come and be Kal V'Chomer to Shabbos. May Oat, Brit, V'Dorot. And what is that coming to Leafuke? Leafuke Hanach Techad Chad Hu Dixiv Behem. It's going to Leafuke the other three cases of Tefillin, Lagadol, and Tzitzit, that only one of these words is written by it. So the Gezeirah Shava that we have over here is just like with Shabbos. It says Osi, and it's a Bris, and it's Ladoros. So any other mitzvah that says all three of these would be a valid Kal V'Chomer. Rashi. Gezeirah Shava, thank you. Atia os, b'Shabbos tiksiv kiosi, b'milah kiosiv ahaya lios, b'riz malahal on Shabbos, afkan on Shabbos. Elamiata, according to that, ihach gezer shava, ti oso amor, b'Shabbos ne'amor, b'sinai, lidvosh shetevez zu, lidvosh ne'amor, ligmo minei. Now we look tefillin. If once you're making this, if this is gezer shava, bring it also to tefillin. And yet we know it's not true. Elatia, b'riz, make the gezer, the din b'riz. Hahu da os, os lo ne'emar b'sinai. Hahu da os, with a gadol, it doesn't say os with a gadol, it just says bris. So over here, you don't have the os from Sinai. Fein adam dan gezerah shavah miyatzmo. You don't make up new gezerah shavahs. Ela hak de bris ne'emar b'sinai, u b'shavahs kesiv bris. It says bris also. Ula dorotam brit olam. So I was just thinking, it seems like from the Gemara, we are making a kal v'chomer. Miatzma, a person's just making it, just like there's a kavakum. Obviously, but there was Yedua from the sages, there's a tradition that there's a Gezeirah Shava with Bris Mila. They're just trying to figure out which Gezeirah Shava it is. Meaning there had to be a tradition of Gezeirah Shava, you can't make it up. This one, they all know it, so this one thought it maybe it's Bris, this one thought it maybe it's Os, this one says it's Doros. So therefore, all of them had a Dechia on it, so the Gezeirah Shava from Bris Mila must be all three words combined.
That's for the Machshim.
No, this is for Shitas Rabbanim, the Etzim Limud of
Chachamim.
No, we already were Doche Halakha Moshe Mesinai. It's a Dechia Ba'alma, right? Because we said you can't make a Kal V'Chomer from. We see that Rebbe Lee Elazar Ben Azariah makes a Kal V'Chomer from. You can't make a. He makes a Kal V'Chomer from Bris. So Bris can't be a Halakha Moshe Mesinai, because how in the world is he making a Kal V'Chomer from a Halakha? Therefore, we're searching for different ideas on the Etzim Bris itself. How is it going to be Doch and Shabbos? So they bring now down a Gezer Shabbos. There's going to be other ideas how it's going to be brought down also.
Pekuach Nefesh, that's the reason.
There's another reason for Pekuach Nefesh. The Gemara brings down Bechai Behem. It's a Meforsh Pasuk. You have to live by it, even if it means not die by it. So on your Doch, all the mitzvahs on Shabbos. According to the Tam, that Pekuach Nefesh is a Kal V'Chomer, it's from Bris, it will, according to that one sheet that we see, it's a problem saying that Bris is halakha l'moshe m'sinai. Rabbi Yochanan, another source that Mila is talking to Shabbos and Shitzit Rabbanan, the Etzem Mila itself we're dealing with now, not the, just another Rashi. Torah starts, B'Shabbos Kasiv the Torah, Sam, Bris Olam, Mila Katan. On the Mila of a Katan, Kasiv, Uben Shmonet Yomim, Yimul Lechem, Kol Zakal Adorotechem. That you find with the Ben Shmonet Yomim, the word Doros is written, and not with a Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Omekra, the Pasuk says, Biyom. Biyom Hashmini, Yimul Basar Olaso. What we used for Eliezer, to teach us Makshiri Mitzvah, that's coming for Chachamim to tell us the Etzem Mitzvah. Biyom Afilo Bishabbos, even on Shabbos, Rashi. Medelo Kasiv Bishmini, it could have just said, we already said 7 days, she's in Hartuma, this is in Parsha's Shmini. There's Parsha's Tazria. You have two cases in the two Parshas of Mila in the Torah. One is in Parsha's Tazria, and the other one is in Parsha, the end of Parsha's Lech Lecha. And over there, it's talking about 7 days she's in her tumah from the birth. Well, Biyoma Shmini, you didn't have to say Biyoma Shmini. You could have just said Shmini. This word is extra. It could have said Svin, B'Shmini Yimol, Rebbe Eliezer. The Afki L'Makshirei Mila. He uses that pasuk for Makshirei Mila. Atzma, because he holds Halachahi. He really holds that there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Even though according to Chachamim, we were docher, according to Rebbe Eliezer, he holds that there's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. U'pikuach nefesh lo atilei b'kav ha'chomer. And he's going to be cholak on Rebbe Eliezer ben Azaria that said that, oh, according to him, a pikuach nefesh is from a kav ha'chomer for Mila. He's not going to hold like that. Eile mikrei nafkele. It's a pasuk. The Rebbe of Perik Basar, the human, the pasuk that they learn over there is b'chai b'hem. So Rebbe Eliezer doesn't hold of the drash at all of Rebbe Eliezer ben Azaria. He holds that it comes from b'chai b'hem. But according to Chachamim, when they brought this down, it was a dechia bi'ama, meaning maybe Chachamim does learn not like Rebbe Eliezer ben Azaria, and they learn like Rebbe Eliezer. That's really a pasuk of b'chai b'hem, and we learn out, and Rebbe Eliezer ben Azaria is learning b'kuach nefesh from b'chai b'hem. But at least when the people said it's a halacha, there was a dechia on the fact that you say the halacha. Because certainly Rebbe Eliezer ben Azaria cannot be learning that Mila is coming from a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So Rabbi Yochanan says biyom, the pasuk biyom, afilu b'shabbos. Amar le Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, ela miata, according to you, wherever it says biyom, if something happens on this day, it's even coming to be docha the Shabbos, I got a kasha on you. Mechushrei kapara. People that need, that are lacking kapara, for example, Azav, Azava, Yoledes, Amitzora, in all these cases, it says, Biyom HaShmini. They have a 7-day purification process. On the 8th day, they can bring up their korbanos. And we know that korbanos, you have specific korban tzipor that can be Doka the Shabbos, and nothing else. So according to you, if you can darshan the word biyom, when something says biyom, it's talking to Shabbos, Eile miyata mechuz v'kapora, tiksi behem biyom. It says biyom. Hachinami to dochu Shabbos. Oh, according to you, just be dochu the Shabbos for these also, and we know it's not true. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, no. When it says biyom with mechuzori kapora, with it will just take a yoledes, it says on her 8th day of purification, she could bring up the korban. That biyom is not coming to tell us that you could be docha Shabbos because we need it for something else. Hahu, that yom is meboyele biyom of lo belaila. That's what it's for. Hainami meboyele biyom of lo belaila. But what about the biyom hashmini for bris mila? Just say that yom is used for yom and not laila. Don't do bris mila at nighttime. You don't do it in the day. No, hahu, we have it from a different parsha, from the parsha in Avram Avinu. Meben shmona yomim. Nafkit says ben shmona yomim. In the Parsha and Lech Lecha over there. Yomim, if not Lilot, it's Nafka. Hainami. Oh, but with a Korban, we already have another day of Yom, that a personal Korban is not Docha, a personal Korban is born in the day and not the night. It's Miyom Tzivaso. It says in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Biyom Tzivaso. And we learn from there, day and not night. So if the Korban is freed, we have a pasuk that's telling us day and night. So therefore, anyone in the kusa, kapara, it says day, it should be doche the Shabbos. Nafka, we learned it already that it's nafka on the day. So we have an extra pasuk of a biyom with a mechusa kapara, it should be applied to Shabbos. No. Alpha got the nafka biyom tzavoso. Even though, this is Rabbi Yochanan speaking back to Reish Lakish, even though we learn out miyom tzavoso that a personal korban can only be born in the day and not the night, it's tricha, I need to bring down again with mechusa kapara biyom to let you know this case is biyom and not by Lila. Because I'd have a havamina that in these specific cases of mechusa kapara that you'd also bring it at the nighttime. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already makel on poor people that they can bring their korban in a special way, we could see that maybe with Yachidim, there's leeway over here, and maybe you could bring it at nighttime. Balayla nami laiti. Maybe at nighttime also you could bring it, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makel with people. Kamash Milan, you have the second pasuk that lets you know it will be yom, only in the day with Mechusei Kapar, and not any other way. Matkifla Ravina Elamiata Yehi Zar Kosher. According to this Svor over here, that a Korban, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is chas on a Korban, on an Ani, that he lets him bring it in a different fashion, that we had the Havamina that maybe you could bring it at nighttime. What kind of Havas mean that? Where did we ever find this before? Matkifla Ravina. Elamiata, according to what you're saying, Yehi Zar Kosher, let someone who's a Zar be kosher behem, Fihi Onen. Let's start bringing all this leeway down with Korbonos, which we don't find anywhere else. Let an Onen be kosher behem. Ha Ahidrine Korah, since the Pasuk reinstated specifically Biyom over here, in all cases we're not going to be Makel with it. This is basically an extra pasuk over here that's coming to teach something obvious. Tosfos brings it down. That is a davar shiyatzim in a klal lidon bedavar chadash. That's why I was learning it specifically on dalot and nothing else. The pasuk explicitly said bedalos doesn't cover anything else. We're left with the pasuk on brismila open for biyom. Sivashi. Biyom afilu b'shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan instructs the word biyom even on Shabbos. And medlo kasiv b'shmini. Since it's not written Bishmini Yimo, or the Rebbe Eliezer, I read this already. The Machshir Mila Atzma is a halacha here. B'kuk Nefesh Loati Lebekal B'kama Mila Ela Mikva Nafkele Kedim Nimperik Batsa Diyuma Mechutzrei Kapara Kol Tameim Shit Shehutzruku LeKorban. Any Tame and Yachid that needs a Korban, a Zav, Yoledet, a Mitzora, Nema Behem will be Yom Hashmini. And these guys it says Yom Hashmini. But also it says biyom tzavaso et bnei Yisrael lahakri v'ed korbonehem, and over there it's biyom v'laila. That's the etzim pasuk that a korban yachid or any korban is really the day, not the night, unless it's specifically said. El miata mishum dehuk shel avi b'dalos makshiri beis sharp psulim. From the fact that we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is chas, he lets you bring with a dalos something special. We're going to be makshir in sharp psulos. Doesn't make sense. Yehi zar v'yonin kasher behem. We know that Cohen, who's a known in this possible from a voter, the Cohen got a liavi v'leimo loy itma or min a mikdash loy yetsa v'loy yichal. We see that he can't bring it up. V'achi mashma af biyom shemeso avi v'leimo einu tzorich letzeitz min a mikdash ele makri vono v'ya yichal v'vodaso lo tiyeh mechal bekach ha'ach shiyatz shelo yatzi chilo. We find that It's not, he doesn't bring up the avoda. He doesn't do the avoda. Ha'adrine kavar, the puzzle behem alayla. The second puzzle that comes back to be puzzle in alayla. Dixipahu, biyom, says, biyom kedaminen, bekeven delayel layla, torat kola kobona salayim, le'inyin zar vionin, nami toras kobona layim. This puzzle is specifically going on the dalos, and it's not going on anything else. Everything else is specifically going on biyom tzavasam. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Biyom is coming to let us know that Biyom were docha the Shabbos and not in the other. And the Mila is docha the Shabbos, and that's where we learn it from. Rev Achar Bar Yaakov Omer, there's another pasuk, another limud for Shitas Chachamim, that Mila is docha the Shabbos. Omekvar, it says Shmini. It did not have to say Shmini, because it says 7 days she's Tamei, and the next day, do Mila. Shmini, afilu b'Shabbos. When it says Shmini, meaning Rabbi Yochanan is darshing on the word Biyom, he's going on the word Shmini. on Shmini. Hashmini Meboile. And we're going to say on that, no, that word Shmini is already needed. When? Lemiute Shvi. So, you know, on Shmini, you do it not on Shvi, the seventh day. The seventh day, it's not called the Mila. Shvi, mi ben shminat yomim, Shvi, mi ben shmonat yomim, nafka. Fikate, is that so, mi boyule, kadle, oh, sorry, just read it just a little wrong. Shmini, afila bishavis. Hai shmini, mi boyule, limute shvi. Shvi, no. Shvi, that a boy can't have a bris mila on Shvi, is learned from a different pasuk. It says with Avram Avinu, meben shmonet yomim, someone who's 8 days, that's coming to leafuke Shvi. So what is the Shmini in the parsha of Tazria coming to leafuke? Vikati mi boile. You need both of them. Chadli miute Shvi, one is that you know on the seventh day, you don't do bris mila. Vechadli miute Shvi. That it's certainly not going to be Docheh the Shabbos if it's on the ninth day. Te'imichad, if it's only one, if we only brought down one of the psukim, not the other one, havamina shvini hu delo. Delo mati zmane. I'd say that only the seventh day, and you can't be Docheh the Shabbos. Because he didn't reach the time yet for bris milah. Aval mishmini v'yelech zmanihi. It's the zman still. Ella, but it comes down to it, mechavorta, mechavorta means it's clearest, the clearest teretz over here is Kerebi Yochanan. That's coming from Miyom. Rashi, Shmini, Kol Shehu Shmini, Afila B'Shavz B'Yom Limuti Laila. It's coming to Limuti Laila. Okay, seconds, we have just another minute. Tanya Kivadati to Rebbe Yochanan. And Lamaisa, we have a Briser that collaborates with Rebbe Yochanan of the local Rebbe Kidivav Acha Bar Yaakov. Remember, Rebbe Yochanan says B'Yom, and Rebbe Acha Bar Yaakov says Shmini. Both of them have their limudim on why, according to Shita's Chachamim, that Mila is Docheh the Shabbos. We have a Braisa like Rebbe Yochanan. How do we see a Braisa like Rebbe Yochanan? Shmini Yimol. Pasuk says on the eighth day you do Mila. Afila b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Umani mekayim. But what about the pasuk that says Mechaleya mot yumat? That anyone who's Michal Shabbos as an avoda on Shabbos is going to be killed, and doing Mila is a avoda on Shabbos, you should be killed. You have two psukim going on over here. Bishar Malachot, it's going on all the rest of Malachot, chutz from Mila. Mila is not called Michal Shabbos, you get a death penalty on. Oh, maybe that's not so. Eino ela fila Mila. Maybe it's even on Mila, and if you do a bris Mila on Shabbos, you get a death penalty on you. Mani Mekayim Shmini Yimo. What do I do then with Bishmini Mino Maani Mekayim Shmini Yimo Chutz Mishabis? Tamad Lomar Biyom. The Pasuk Biyom comes Afilu Bishabis. Meaning it's the word Biyom that's coming to let us know that even on Shabbos we have a Mefurish Praisa that says it's Biyom that comes to let us know that Bris Mila is Docheh the Shabbos. Vashi Tanya Kavaiz Rebbe Yochanan Tialef Mivyom, and that's how we leave it. It's some limud for Chachamim, even though there's many limudim, but the most clearest one is Rabbi Yochanan when it says in Parshas Tazria, Biyom Hashmini, meaning on this day you could be Docheh the Shabbos and you could do the Etzem Mila, and that's Shita Chachamim, which is halacha, that the Mila can be Docheh Shabbos, but not the Mikshareya, not the Makshir Mitzvahs, and not Docheh the Shabbos.